531. PM News at 2 PM. Kia ora na, I'm Vaimaila Leatinu'u. The Public Service Association says the loss of 40% of the Ministry for Pacific Peoples will hit Pacifica communities hard. The ministry has told staff it's seeking voluntary redundancies and to redeploy and reassign staff as it looks to shed 63 of the 156 positions. National Secretary Duane Leo says the cuts will have far-reaching consequences for the health and well-being of Pacifica families in New Zealand and across the Pacific.
These are brutal cuts, and they'll be devastating for our members, and they're also significantly going to impact on the wider communities. The ministry does important work safeguarding and strengthening the well-being of Pacifica communities.
A spokesperson for MPP told PMN News that the Public Service Agency is currently consulting with staff on these proposed changes until 5th April 2024 and will then be offering the option of voluntary redundancy. Meanwhile, Labour Deputy Leader Carmel Sepuloni says the scale of the proposed staff reduction at MPP is disproportionate to cuts being made in other ministries.
It just feels like this is disproportionate to the cuts that every other government agency are expected to make. And we're concerned about the impact that this may have on our Pacific community, on the delivery of services, on the quality of advice across government agencies with respect to Pacific. And we're also concerned that it highlights a lack of value for our Pacific people in general.
Sepuloni adds that this decision shows the government is undervaluing of Pacific people and their contribution to New Zealand. Former Fiji Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama will not spend a day in prison after the magistrate court granted him absolute discharge on Thursday. The sentence comes 2 weeks after being found guilty of corruption by the High Court. While suspended Police Commissioner Sitiveni Ngiliho has been fined $1,500 with no conviction recorded. The ex-military commander and coup leader was sentenced alongside Ngiliho, who was also a former army officer, amid tight police security near the Suva Magistrates Court today. And to sport, Warriors legend Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is returning to the number one jersey for Sunday night's clash against the Chiefs. Tuivasa-Sheck made his name as one of the best fullbacks in the NRL and won the coveted Daily M medal in 2018. He returned to league in the centre position, but due to team injuries will run on as fullback at Mount Smart Stadium against the Newcastle side. PMN Chief of News Justin Lateef says Tuivasa-Sheck showed a glimpse of his old talent in the last game and hopes to see more.
That try he scored coming sort of out of nowhere, really. He managed to beat two or three guys just off a very simple backline move. He's got that X factor that probably no one quite does have in our team to that same level, so it's exciting. And yeah, just good to have a boy from Otahu back in his rightful position. And it's going to be an exciting game.
And that's PMN News at 2 PM. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmn.co.nz.